First public hearing is conditional use number 1886, Clarence A. Edgins III.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for an HVAC business and multifamily dwelling structure, being two units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 4.37 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 305, also known as Hollyville Road, 3,330 feet south of Route 48, also known as Door Road. Now, this application was filed on January 3rd of 2011. The applicant did provide a survey of the property, which depicts the location of the paved driveways, the dwelling on a premise, and the existing shop and garage building. For informational purposes, a reference to the two dwelling units is a request includes a reference for a proposed house for the applicant's son more to the front of the property. We did receive comments from DLDOT. They were received on November 5th of 2010 in the form of a support facilities report. That the report references that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Hollyville Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They were received on April 11 of 2011 in the form of a memorandum, and that memorandum references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the use is proposed to use an on-site septic system, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. This application is before you as a result of a violation notice submitted to the applicant on January 29th of 2010 for the operation of the HVAC business. And I will note that the applicant immediately came in and started the application process once he was received such notice. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Come on up. Give us your name, please, because our recording device can't recognize you any other way.
Okay. My name's Clarence Edgins. I'm the owner of the property at 24436 Hollyville Road and owner of After Hours Heating and Air. We started as just a small business when I put it in there, and I guess I was just a little naive, and I mean, I even put a sign out front when they came for the inspection the first time. The person coming by, you know, actually was very helpful, said she would fill it out. I don't think it got passed on, and since then I've filled it out a couple times, and we have finally got it through, and it's paved. It's 4 acres. Our house is way in the back, and would like to put a house out near the front for my son. It's just a little hard for kids nowadays to get a start, and I thought that would be a good way for them to start.
All right, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you concerning your application. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Edgins, has there been any consideration to just subdividing your property since you do have 4 acres? To allow for a separate parcel for your son?
I think it says in our property, I don't know what it's called in there, that with something about we can't subdivide. So I didn't even approach that direction, being as it was just gonna be family there.
So there may be some restrictive conditions placed on your property that
right.
preclude that?
Yes.
Would there be any condition? Do you have a copy of those conditions?
No, I don't, sir.
Because I would like for our council to be able to review those to see if perhaps there's other restrictions that might be placed on those parcels, which could include, a business operation such as yours.
I can get those if you want. Not tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay. How many employees do you currently have?
We know right now it's about 10. When I started there, it was me, my two sons, and a friend, And we employ about 10, five of them. Take the trucks home, I guess. There's only two vehicles that are basically on the property. It's mostly just a outsourced. We don't have customers coming in or anything like that. It's a service in HVAC business.
So what about your employees, the ones that drive their vehicles home? Do they use those to come to your place of business, or do they go directly to their work sites?
There is about four of them that do drive to the business.
So on any given day, about how many employees would you have driving to your place of business?
Let's just say 5 to 6, okay, in case they had to.
So a fairly busy little practice then?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And this is where you've been located since you started, or?
No, actually, we've been located there about 4 years. I was located in Rehoboth. And when it was just me and my two sons, I thought, you know, we can't be there. So that's one reason we moved out to this area. And like I say, just a little naive at the time, did not realize what all I had to go through.
And for your business, where your employees report, is it where it says existing shop, garage?
It's an office there too.
That's the offices. That, okay, so they're not coming back to your personal residence.
No.
Sir. Okay. And what about storage of outside storage? I couldn't see very well from the road, and on a Sunday night, I didn't think it was a wise idea to drive back somewhere in the woods.
Actually, most everything is usually stored inside. We line our trucks up out in front, but two or three that are there every night. Keep things mostly cleaned up. I did put a fence up between me and the neighbor one there, just a short fence to make things look a little better, basically on our side. And
have you had any complaints from any of your neighbors about your business?
No, sir. No. Yeah.
And so your office is not designed to receive customers?
Correct. It's very seldom customers come to our place of business.
Okay.
I mean, there's parking there for them. I mean,
and they're parking in the paved driveway, or?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any more questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
The name of your business is After Hours?
Yes, sir.
What are your hours? I mean,
what are my hours? Our hours are 24 hours a day, but our hours basically are 7:30 to 4. We work till 9 o'clock at night without charging overtime. That's how we became known as After Hours, and got started that way.
Is it 7 days a week? Or?
It's 7 days a week somebody's on call. That would be from one of the trucks, the servicemen that they take the trucks home, and they are on call. You know, from.
What are the normal hours again during the weekday?
7:30 to 4.
7:30 to 4.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How about outside storage of any items?
Most of it are my, you know, just I have a boat there and a truck there or stuff
but
like that.
But those are personal items,
personal
not things.
Personal items. Mm-hmm. You know, just besides our vehicles, we have units there that are old units that we take out, which I do keep cleaned up regularly, which could be put behind a fence, you know, if need be.
So you're saying on the occasion when you replace an outside unit or a air controller for
someone's house, they deliver them back to our shop, which mm-hmm. in turn I scrap out and take away.
Mm-hmm. Do you presently have a dumpster?
No, we don't.
No, but any dumpster or any outside items, you're saying you would screen from view from the neighbors?
Oh, yes.
Now, on your survey that you provided us, it indicates the lot to your left, if you're standing on the street.
Yes.
Owned by Mr. and Mrs. Ventura. You share a driveway with them?
Yes, sir.
Have you had any discussions with them about this application? And?
I'm sure he knows about it, and doesn't have a problem with it. Even before any of this came along, I kept the upkeep of the driveway, basically because I have a tractor there. I take care of it and help him a lot. We just sort of help each other.
Mm-hmm. So I see. So you're saying you, to the best of your knowledge, he's not opposed to your application of running a business from here or possibly adding another home onto that shared driveway?
No, sir.
Okay. And you don't have a formalized maintenance agreement for that driveway. I believe what I heard you say is you have a tractor and you...
I take care of it.
You backblade it or box it or whatever needs to be
actually,
done.
Actually, yes. As soon as I can, I want to blacktop it all the way out. Mm-hmm. And that would be my intentions. I try to do a little bit there each year.
All right, sir. I noticed in the front of the lot, the thinning of... trees were been stumped out right there alongside the road. Is that about where you would think that you would want to put the proposed second dwelling, or would that be the front yard for that?
Probably a little bit of both. I'd want to keep it out near the front and use a side driveway is what I thought. The thinning of the trees, I had a guy come in to take out some of the pine trees because some of them had blown over in my backyard in different places. And he sort of made a mess of the woods there, and I've been trying to clean it up, that's all. Mm-hmm. That was the main thing there, because I really haven't started a house there, or really, that was an area I thought I would, but it's actually all through there that I'm trying to clean up.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Ross.
The driveway, is that an easement between you and your neighbor, or is it a recorded easement, or is it just an agreement, gentleman's agreement?
I think it's just a... On the deed, I think it just says a shared driveway.
What's deeded?
So it's deeded.
Probably a common entrance created with DLDOT approval of the minor subdivision, where they put one entrance serving, larger pipe with one entrance serving two lots.
Right. And he'll have to get further approval from DLDOT to build this other unit, right? To
add that. Well, he also have to have approval because he's operating the business. So he would have to have an updated entrance approval.
Right. And then, I guess, what are your thoughts down the road? I mean, everybody has an expiration date, right? And so you're going to have two homes and a business on one parcel that has a restriction for future subdivision. You know, when that expiration date comes by for you or your son or your grandchildren or whoever down some generations, how are you going to manage this?
Actually, I guess I haven't thought out that far. I've got one son that I don't think will pretty much have, they're pretty much both living with me now. And I just thought down the road this would leave each one of them with a home. You know, I'd hope they would take over my business and just go from there. They both work with me, have worked.
And you are?
Family problems often.
Okay. And you are proffering that, you know, the conditional use would come with a restriction for the current business and two homes only?
Yes.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1886, Clarence A. Edgins III? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1886? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.